BCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at bcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
We thank you for joining us on Crosstalk today. And just before we introduce our guest and topic today, I learned from Dalton Windsor just a little bit ago and confirmed here through Answers in Genesis that Buddy Davis, who had 30 years of ministry with Answers in Genesis, went home to be with the Lord this morning. They indicate at the Answers in Genesis website that Buddy's fingerprints are just all over the Creation Museum. His sculptured dinosaur models are seen through this world-class museum. He was sculpting even before he had connections with the Answers in Genesis ministry. You'll be able to read more about that history on the Answers in Genesis website. But Buddy was also a talented songwriter. He was a genius at taking the main teaching points at Answers in Genesis and putting them into songs. He was a writer of several books. He hosted his own video series as well, an explorer, an adventurer. He was always attired in his iconic explorer outfit and his trademark hat. Buddy had suffered a stroke a few years ago with the complications that followed, plus a chronic illness. His wife, Kay, and he married for 51 years, and the ministry asks that you pray for his wife, Kay. Be praying for the family at large as well, Buddy Davis. Ken Ham said, one of my dearest friends, and he will be greatly missed by all of us here, now home with the Lord Jesus. So we sorrow with those who sorrow, weep with those who weep, rejoice with those who also rejoice, and though we will miss Buddy here on this earth, we rejoice that he is with his Savior whom he loved, and we know that is just a temporary goodbye until just a little bit later where we'll be reunited one day, Buddy Davis, home with the Lord. Well, ladies and gentlemen, yesterday the decision was finalized by Vice President Kamala Harris that she chose Minnesota Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota to be her running mate. Tim Walz, an aggressive supporter of abortion and the LGBTQ agenda. But today we're going to be taking a look at another side of the ticket as it relates to the topic of Islam. We'll also be looking at other facets of Islam as to its growing impact in the United States and also some observations from around the world as well. Joining us today, we welcome back Usama Dakdak, the founder of the Straight Way of Grace Ministry, the speaker of the daily radio broadcast Revealing the Truth About Islam. He does speak fluent Arabic. He's translated the Quran into English. Usama is Egyptian-born. He is the author of Exposing the Truth About the Quran and Exposing the Truth About Jihad, and also the booklets The Violent Truth About Islam and The Straight Way to Eternal Life. Usama, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's always my pleasure, Brother Jim, to be with you, and thank you for this great opportunity to speak with you. Yes, sir.
Well, Usama, as I introduce our topic today, we know that the ravages of Islam are taking place around the world. We have seen Islam unleash terror upon Israel. We see the many knifings and what's happening in the UK, in Germany, in France, other European countries. I'm going to have you comment on that in just a moment, but I'd like to air a clip of Kamala Harris saying we need to reject terms like radical Islamic terror and reject the use of illegal alien, just to kind of set the stage for where the Harris-Walz ticket stands on these issues. Let's listen to this clip.
We must have the courage to object when they use that term, radical Islamic terrorism, which ignores how Muslims have overwhelmingly been the greatest victims of terror. And we must also have the courage to reject that term, illegal alien. I have seen some of the worst of criminal behavior. I have seen the worst of crime. An undocumented immigrant is not a criminal.
Okay, Usama, so I know you have said we shouldn't call it radical Islamic terror, but for a different reason than what she is saying, comment on this, because she does not want people speaking against Islam as being a perpetrator of terror.
Well, we got six verses in the Quran, Brother Jim, where Allah called himself a terrorist because he terrorized those, when we see in the Arabic, yalqarrab or yurhib, is the two words for terrorizing. Allah himself terrorized the infidels. And Allah is called those who are called Muslim believers, greater than himself. That is when Allah said, you are a greater terror in their chest, meaning in their heart, than Allah. So I'm sorry, should we ignore the word of Allah in the Quran? Should we ignore the teaching of Muhammad in the Hadith? Should we ignore 1,450 years of history of practices of terrorism in the world by Muslim believers so we can make Kamala Harris to be the speaker of truth? I'm sorry. Islam is the savage cult of terrorism. And if she does not see anything wrong of killing men, kidnapping women and children, and raping them to raise Muslim babies, then maybe there is no terrorism in Islam. But once again, Allah's word is very clear, and the Quran is full with verses which teach that practices of terrorism to terrorize those who will not submit to Islam. So maybe she needs to be educated on the topic of Islam. A simple reading to the word of Allah in the Quran will bring any person with logic or common sense to change his opinion completely about these lies and propaganda which is taught by our politicians.
Yeah, I find it very interesting that, I mean, she is saying we must have the courage to object when they use that term. So telling people to stand up when you hear that term in that regard. But Pamela Geller ran an article last Saturday regarding Doug Emhoff, her husband. And the headline says, Kamala is anti-Israel. Her husband's law firm represented the PLO. It was 4 years ago that New York Times noted that Emhoff, the husband of Kamala Harris, was a partner of DLA Piper, whose lobbying clients has included the governments of Afghanistan and Bahrain, as well as the Qatari government funded by Al Jazeera Network and the Palestinian Monetary Authority. Very interesting concept there as well, Usama.
Well, here's the truth. A lot of people will tell you that she is married to a Jewish man. I would say so is George Soros. I mean, George Soros is the multi-billionaire who support Hamas, PLO, with his millions of dollars. I don't think that you can be a liberal and be a Jew, as much I don't think that you can be a Christian and be a Democrat, because that goes against what Jewish people believe and what Christians believe, especially since October 7th. That day will change the history of how Jewish people think. The Kamala, her husband, and the new picked up for her roommate, the vice president, these people are anti-Israel. They're anti-Jew. Even though they may speak from both sides of their mouths to appease the liberal Jew in America so they can gain their vote. But I'm sorry, any person with logic and common sense will figure it out. Just watch what they do and how they put their policies into action. You'll figure out there's something wrong with these people.
Well, I find also, you know, in regard to, and they call him second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, NBC News reported this past May, and I'm quoting from their release, Emhoff said he wants to fight against all hate, including Islamophobia and prejudices against members of the LGBTQ community. He also stressed that people should be allowed to peacefully protest but not attack people based on their identity. We also have in follow-up as well the Jewish Insider that just printed July 19th, 2024. Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff said on Thursday that the Biden administration plans to soon release new guidance on best practices for combating Islamophobia. Emhoff revealed the news while kicking off a roundtable on interfaith coalition building, convened with a group of religious leaders at the White House, after noting that many of those participating in Thursday's meetings are part of the interagency group the president stood up to counter anti-Semitism and also Islamophobia. There will be an Islamophobia plan coming out soon as well, making sure that we are fighting hate wherever it exists, he said.
Here's the problem with this gentleman who is the husband of Kamala Harris, that he never read the Quran. He never studied the teaching of Muhammad the Hadith. He is so ignorant of Islam. Therefore, he is and will continue to be used as a useful idiot by the Muslims. By the way, the Muslims who are using that man are the imams of America and the Muslim leaders of the world, who are the Muslim Brotherhood. They are the jihadis. They are the extremists. They are the one whom he think is not doing anything for their own good. He is used as useful idiot. Brother Jim, when you talk about Islamophobia, they're talking about the people who teach hate. I agree with you. We need to get rid of all those who teach hate. Not because they are believing it, but because we need to get rid of the teachings of hate. So if I stood up in a meeting anywhere and I opened the Quran and I started reading, Allah said, kill them wherever you find them. Besiege them. Lay wait for them with every kind of ambush until they convert to Islam. If I stand up in a church meeting or any public meeting and I say, perform jihad against the infidel, and all the hate teaching of the Quran, will they arrest me or they arrest the imams who believe in that book? We're not to teach hate. Islamophobia, when they talk about Islamophobia, get rid of it, it's about get rid of people like me, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry, locking up every Christian station like yours because we're teaching the truth about how evil Islam is. So I don't know if these people will ever have a chance in their life, in their mature life, to open the Quran and read and educate themselves to know. We are only a messenger to teach what is written in the book, the Quran, and in the Hadith, the saying of Muhammad, and what Muslims will be doing in America. We don't teach hate, but we expose the hate of Islam. And if they want to get rid of us, that means they're going to help the Muslim imams to take over America. Because, believe it or not, what is happening in Europe, it will come to America. All what they take is, we just need to be quiet about it, don't expose it, don't say anything wrong with Islam, the Quran, or the life of Muhammad, and sooner or later, you have enough people in America, as it happened in England, and it's happened in many countries in Europe, and sooner or later, the Muslim will be doing in America what they're doing in the whole Muslim world. So I believe we're doing America a great favor. We're doing the Muslims of America a great favor by educating them about Islam. That is the Quran and the Sunnah, the life of Muhammad and the teacher Muhammad. And if it is not in the Quran and if it is not in the teacher Muhammad, therefore I will arrest anyone who will say Allah said and Allah did not say, or Muhammad did and Muhammad did not do. That is the true thing. But if we're teaching the truth, we should be sponsored by the government. We should be sponsored by anyone who would love to see the truth to be spread all over this land, for the good of the Muslims, to get out of the savage cult of Islam, and for the good of America, for the future of this great land.
And Usama, because you're speaking the truth, you're viewed as being a hater.
Well, that's true. That's true. But if what I'm teaching is not in Islam, then I'm teaching hate. If what I'm teaching is in Islam, then I should be promoted. I should receive a large salary from whoever going to be in the White House, because we're helping the Muslims to get out of the savage cult and save in America from the result of the growth of that savage cult throughout our land.
Friends, you're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. We're talking today with Usama Dakdak. He is the founder of the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and reveals the truth about Islam. We're up against a break, but we're showing today not only is Kamala Harris one that has been shown to be anti-Israel in some of the responses and certainly refused to be part of that joint session of Congress, and also her husband involved in certain statements and comments made there as well. But friends, we're also going to come after this break and learn about the pick for the vice presidency. This would be Governor Walz of Minnesota. And did you know he's also been a promoter of Islam? We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk on the VCY America Network.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, evolutionists say that because our blood is similar to seawater, this proves the evolution of life in the ocean. Is this true?
Chris, it is true that evolution says that life evolved in the sea, but human blood is very different from seawater. Now, many of the same elements are in both, but the concentrations and compounds are very, very different. God used the building blocks he had created on day one to form all things. Human blood has unbearably complex molecules locked into complex combinations that are very different from anything ever found in seawater. In fact, seawater would break down the compounds that we have in our blood. Chris, we can be confident that man did not come from the sea. Man was created by the Creator, who also created the sea. We read all about it when we go back to Genesis.
Thanks, Dr. Morris. For more information, you can find us on the web at www.icr.org.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Our topic today, Islam, politics, and violence. Our topic is Usama Dakdak is with us from the Straight Way of Grace Ministry. And it's not only the Harris side of the ticket, but Governor Walz, governor of Minnesota, has also been a promoter of Islam, as is evidenced even through this audio clip.
Actions of the governor's office and the message that is very clear, and this is on behalf of our administration and my wife, the First Lady. Very clearly, you are welcome here. We are committed to your safety and well-being. We are walking towards the light together. We support your safety and well-being, and every resource of the state of Minnesota will be behind that. And more than anything, we support you and your right to practice your faith as you see fit in what it does to bring a better and one Minnesota. We will, in a very short time here, the holy month of Ramadan will be upon us. As Jelani reminds me, I am very good at iftar, not so good at the fasting piece of this. But I am learning, and we get out and we try and spend our Fridays in the communities and in our mosques, in our worship. But the one thing we think we're going to do, this has not been done before. My wife and I are going to be honored to host what we think is the first iftar at the governor's residence for our neighbors to come and see this.
Governor Walz of Minnesota, Usama, your response.
Well, if you want to know what's going to happen in the entire United States of America, the 50 states, you can just examine what happened in Minnesota under his leadership. He welcomed the Muslims in Minnesota, and he will welcome the Muslims in the entire United States of America. He brought the hundreds of thousands of Muslims from, for example, the country of Somalia to Minnesota, and there will be millions coming to America. Rosalind. He is actually said that they're on their way to the light. I don't know what light, the light of Allah or the light of Muhammad, the light of Islam or the light. I mean, you cannot get a Christian governor to see the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because that would be a no-no. But I don't know what light he's talking about. But then he supports them to practice their faith however they wish. Now, if I would read that wonderful governor some of the verses of the Quran which Muslims will be practicing in the near future in America, like the beheading of the Christian. Let's go Quran chapter 47, verse 4, where Allah said, so strike the necks until you have made a great slaughter in the land. When you meet those who became infidels, that is the Jews and the Christians, so strike the necks, decapitate them until you have made a great slaughter throughout the land. Is this something he will be proud to see Muslims practice freely in America? One Minnesota. He's talking about they will be leading Minnesota to be one Minnesota, as well as, obviously, if he becomes the vice president, and perhaps he will be a president after that for a good 8 years, it will be one America. Excuse me. There is no such a thing as Muslim, Christian, Jew in America. It is one Muslim country. It is the Islamic State of America. That is exactly, he believed. It is so beyond, I cannot come up with word to describe America. What will come to America if he become one of our leaders?
Yeah, and when he was a member of Congress, he pushed to close Gitmo. He called it an obstacle to peace in the Middle East. And also, according to the article, he also argued that Minnesota's criminal justice facilities could handle those that were housed, as Gitmo terrorists.
Sure, because he does not want, like all liberals, to talk about Muslims as terrorists. They are not terrorists. You can find a good 4 reasons to remove each Muslim who practice Islam from our prison system. You can see they are poor, they are uneducated, they misunderstand the Islam, or whatever reason you want to give to them. But don't say that this has nothing to do with Islam. Therefore, these people are in our prison system unjustifiable. They need to be out. As a matter of fact, we should apologize to each one of them and give them some money back because of all the years they wasted in their life in our prison system. And that is the goal of the liberals of America.
Let me also share with you an article that just came out from the Free Beacon, August 7th, 2024, friends. That is today, as we're Doing Crosstalk, the headline, Tim Walz cozied up to anti-Semitic terror defender at the 2019 CARE event. This is the Council on American-Islamic Relations. And Usama, it says, Walz, the governor of Minnesota, appeared at the Challenging Islamophobia Conference hosted by CARE's Minnesota chapter. This was March 28, 2019 at the Metropolitan State University in St. Paul. He gave introductory remarks at the event and announced the formation of a civil rights office to address Islamophobia in the state, which has the largest population of Somali Muslims in the country. And it says photos of the conference show him posed with Hatem Bazian, an anti-Semitic scholar who has for years defended anti-Israel terrorist activity. Bazian is the founder of Students for Justice in Palestine, the group behind many of the pro-Hamas and anti-Semitic rallies across college campuses in the wake of the October 7th attacks. And that's who Tim Walz has cozied up to.
He has been influenced very well after all these years having Julani Hussein, the head of CARE in Minnesota, to influence him as his spiritual advisor. That's what happened when you have some foolish or ignorant or uneducated person about Islam to be educated by a Muslim jihadi. That's exactly what you get. And so I'm not surprised if I could not meet with him when he's a governor, but he had next door to him Julani Hussein to be the man who teach him, educate him, and do all the things he did to him in these years. Why not have all America being run by the Muslim advisor? And that's what's going to be. You plant something wrong, it's going to grow up to be a tree with wrong fruit, and that fruit will influence everybody in this land.
Just moving on to another issue, Usama, and it's also election news related, and this is yesterday, a member of the squad. This is Congresswoman Cori Bush lost her bid for re-election to Missouri's 1st Congressional District. She's been billed as being anti-Semitic and also being billed as being pro-Islamic.
Well, I believe the Democrat Party know how to manipulate all those who run in the party. When they realize that Biden could not win the election, they replace him with Kamala Harris. In the state of Missouri, which is my state, they realize that Sister Bush will not be able to win the seat. Then they replace him with what they call moderate Democrat. And that is only a game. That man is no different than her. As a matter of fact, Brother Jim, you have to understand, under Nancy Pelosi, she only had 218 votes. And they stick together, and they pass all the bills you want to pass. There's no such a thing as a moderate Democrat. They stick together. There is plenty of rhino that is Republican in name only, but you could not show me one dino Democrat in name only, which means all what they have to do is get 218. And they will pass all the bills which they wish to pass. For the Republican to pass some bills, you need at least 20 or 30 more votes. That's why when they win with a small margin, it does not work for them. Why? Because you got 20 or 30 Republican in name only in the Republican Party. So that is a manipulation system they're using to make sure they will win the seat against the Republicans. But in the end of the story, when the right time for vote, Democrats stick together, and they will pass bills only with 218 votes.
Usama Daktok with us today. His website, thestraightway.org. And also on the troubling story came out also this week here from Pamela Geller about a Pakistani Muslim with ties to Iran was charged in a plot to assassinate Donald Trump. This is a separate event than what we saw happen a few weeks ago.
And this will not stop, Brother Jim. I've talked about that for the last, 5, 6 months for sure. I said, if they were able to take him out, they will take him out. As a matter of fact, on the day when he was shot, I was speaking in a conference in Ohio 2 hours before he was shot. And I said that if the time come and if they have the way, they will kill him. They will take him out. And I was sitting in a conference, with other 11 speakers. And my phone go bazaar off because people tell me, what you just said 2 hours ago is already happened. Somebody tried to shoot Mr. Trump. And this will never stop. No, if he won, for sure there's a bigger chance that he'll be shot and killed in the next 4 years. So it's a chaos. We're living in a sick world, and I don't think the American people are realizing that yet, Brother Jim.
You referred to Europe a little bit ago, and France is where the Olympics are being held right now. And We had the story also come out at as the Olympics were getting underway that there were Muslim mobs in France hunting Jews to attack in the street. And the other day, a French politician, Thomas Portis, incited hatred toward them by trying to even ban Jews and Israelis from the Olympic Games. A lot of Jewish hatred taking place in France as we speak.
Well, maybe we need to examine what Allah said in the Quran about the Jews in Quran chapter 1. Those whom the wrath of Allah, the anger of God that is against. That is a Muslim prayer which they repeat 17 times a day. Guide us to the straight way, which is Islam, not the way of those whom your wrath or your anger is against. These are the Muslims, the Jews, nor the lost ones, which are the Christians. The hatred of the Jews by Muslims, it will continue to be until the day of the resurrection, the end of life, because Muhammad taught them in the Hadith that the day of judgment will not come until the Muslims will kill the last Jew. Even the rock and the tree will shout and cry out, "Oh, Muslim faithful, there's a Jew hiding behind me. Come and behead him, Brother Jim." That is what Muhammad taught the Muslims. As I always say, if we take all the Jewish people out of Israel and we resettle them on the moon, the Muslims will do everything they can to send some Muslims to the moon to behead them on the moon. The hatred of the Jew by all Muslims is beyond my imagination. And by the way, they hate us, the Christians. Much hatred, much more hatred than the hatred for the Jew. For the Muslims, Israel is a small devil, but America is a great city. Somehow, we're making them our leaders to take over this land.
Yeah, let me have one other story here at the Olympics, and many are familiar with the controversy happening within boxing right now, that one of the boxers, Emain Khalif, from Algeria, who failed the test to determine to be female, was speaking to the press, and all of a sudden you hear the words Allahu Akbar coming. I just want to play the brief clip. I believe speaking perhaps in Arabic, I don't know, but from Algeria.
Here's, it is Arabic. Okay. It is Arabic.
Okay, here's the clip.
منذ سنوات وأنا ألاكم في الاتحاد الدولي الذي ظلمني ولكن أنا عندي الله.
Okay, there we have.
Yes, ولكن أنا عند الله, but I am with Allah. And they shouted, Allahu Akbar.
Oh,
I'm sorry about that dog here. But here's the fact. That Muslim man does not even know, as Algerian Muslims, Moroccan Muslims, a lot of Muslims do not know Islam. Have he knew what the Quran teach, he will figure out he better run out of that Allahu Akbar. Why? Because if the Muslims can put their hand on him, they will kill him for being a man who pretend to be a woman. This is beyond my imagination. As you see, even gay and lesbians in America for the Palestinians, when in reality, they are literally for their own destruction, because the day will come and the Muslims will wipe out all the population of gay and lesbian and some guy like this man here who pretend to be a woman.
Well, we're going to pick up on this right after the break, because I've got another audio clip that is coming. From I believe it was an imam, and talking about this issue on those who identify as a different sex, and some of the comments that he had to make. Usama Daktok is with us here today. Again, friends, his website is thestraightway.org, thestraightway.org. And these were comments that were just made the end of June 2024. In Orlando, this is Abu Usama El Tayabi speaking, and you're going to hear what he had to say as it relates to the LGBT. He's saying, "May Allah's curse be upon the men who resemble the women." We'll be back in 1 minute.
Romans chapter 1, verse 20.
For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
Yes, creation points to a creator. The book, Without Excuse, is a vibrant hardcover devotional presenting evidence for creation by providing 365 different examples of how well science supports a biblical model for our origins. Topics range from biology to geology, genetics to botany, anatomy to history. Without Excuse has over 300 color illustrations, and is written in a style appropriate to be read to young children, yet profoundly enjoyable for adults. Without Excuse. Available for a donation of $18 to VCY. Call 1-800-729-9829.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Usama Daktok is with us today, and we're seeing the impact, the influence of Islam as it pertains here to the Harris-Walz campaign. Also its impact that we see from the Olympics as well. And Usama, one of the things that people have had a hard time understanding is a group called Queers for Palestine, because as you were explaining what Islam's real plan is for those in the LGBT movement, I'd like to play this clip and have you comment. This occurred on June 30th, and this is Imam Sheikh Abu Usama al-Tahabi of Orlando as he addressed this very issue on LGBT. Here's what he had to say.
There are a number of prohibitions of the Muslims imitating the women and the women imitating the men. May Allah's curse be upon the men who resemble the women. May Allah curse those men who, in different aspects of their existence, their creation, their clothes, how they behave, may curse them. All of the hudud today are operable. They are operable. But the one who has the ability to do that in the Muslim world, that's number one. Doing it exactly how the Prophet did it, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is not something that is wajib. So some people can be punished by chopping them, you know, corporal punishment. But the thing has to be done in a way where you spare him suffering. It can't be inhumane, like electrocution is inhumane, like those shots that they give, inhumane, go through a lot of pain and suffering, as the people witnessed it say. So it has to be something that is quick and precise and clean. Doesn't necessarily have to be by stoning as such.
Yeah, Usama, I mean, are people listening to what this man is saying? You know, punished by chopping, and doesn't have to be by stoning, you know, spare the suffering, but punished by chopping?
Yep, it says Islam. By the way, the hadith of Abu Dawood, hadith number 4447, Muhammad said, kill the man who does it and the man to whom it is done. So you kill both gay or both lesbian ladies. And they will not call that hate speech, but for you and I, to talk about what this man said and what Muslims have been practiced for the last 1,400 years, now you and I are teaching hate. You and I are Islamophobic. But that man, he's fair game. This is what would blow my mind. You tell this to the vice president and to Kamala Harris to be, as the Russian to be, they would say, you and I are wrong to talk about it. So it's ridiculous. So in Islam is a very barbaric cult. It's a savage cult. But those who surround our politicians, who are, by the way, Muslim Brotherhood, CAIR are Muslim Brotherhood, they are Hamas, they are the same people who are killing the Jews, killed the Jews on October 7th, are the same one who live in America, except the one in America, they wear suits and ties. And they talk to our politician, and they brainwash our politician, and they want to shut up people like me from doing our ministry here in America. It is sick. It is Islam, obviously. So as I said, these people do not know too much about them. By the way, 3 years ago in Orlando, 51 people were killed by one Muslim man, and they were all in a gay club in Orlando, Florida. And the media never talked about it because it was done by a Muslim man, and that is the problem. If this man was a Baptist or a Catholic, for sure it would be news forever, but they hush-hush don't talk about it. And because they never talk about it, the Muslim population continued to grow in Orlando and everywhere else around the world. It's sad.
It is sad. And Usama, also to just again highlight what's going on, I saw these headlines within the past few days. Here is UK chaos. Heavily armed Muslim mobs with knives, hammers, and axes roam the streets attacking random people. This is in the United Kingdom. We also have from Fox News, UK stabbing spree. 2 kids dead, 9 others injured at the Taylor Swift themed event. Deeply shocking. And then we also have from Robert Spencer, France, knife-wielding Muslim threatens cops, screams Allahu Akbar. Cops are searching for a motive.
But you see, they're not using guns, so that's okay. They only use a knife. And since gun is illegal, they're being nice. No, actually, using knife make it a real Islamic. Brother Jim, it is growing all over the world, and we don't talk about it here in America because we're trying to give the liberals understand, trying to give the Muslim the last few years here. Go ahead, grow up. Come to America in a large number, and then whatever happened. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. I think that's why these podcasts, that show today, is very important. And I challenge our audience to go back to the Quran and go back to the Hadith and read and study. I challenge them to examine what we talk about in our daily program every day to see, maybe I'm lying, maybe I'm not telling the truth, but if it is the truth, we should stand in solidarity together to love the Muslim people right for Jesus and to remove that savage cult from America, not to allow them to control the White House and take over the whole country. This is very dangerous. There is no return from that. You cannot turn around. When Titanic hit the iceberg and start the water going inside the Titanic, we could not fix it. And the proof is there. Titanic is still under the water. And that's what will happen to America if we do not wake up and realize what we're doing. America is the last country where there will be freedom or democracy. Otherwise, it will be the whole world will be controlled by the Muslims.
Well, and friends, don't think Usama is exaggerating. He just said that the whole world will be controlled by Muslims. I mean, that's your goal, to have the whole world. Now, you didn't know that I had this clip, but I'm going to play one more clip here, Usama. And this is an imam speaking in Tuskegee, Alabama, at a mosque, at June 22, 2024. Audio here from the Middle East Media Research Institute. And here you have one saying, we need an imam. We must prepare ourselves to run the world. I don't believe America can be saved unless we save it. Let's hear that audio clip that took place just a matter of weeks ago.
The foolish are falling by the wayside. They're falling by the wayside. And we're going to have to prepare ourselves to run the world. The real hope for America is for Muslims in America to come together and to work not only with other Muslims, but work with people who are concerned about the lives of our people. Don't take it lightly. I don't believe America can be saved unless we save it. It's on us to remake America. You understand? It's on us. And that means we've got to create a collective mind, a collective effort.
Yes, sir.
What I know is that we are a tribe.
Yes,
we are people. And we cannot allow anybody to destroy us. We can't. We can't. If we allow this, we can't even go look in the mirror and say we're men.
That's right.
You understand? We are the men of Islam. We got work to do, y'all.
We are the men of Islam. We've got work to do. We must prepare ourselves to run the world. I don't believe America can be saved unless we save it. Muslims in America to come together. It's on us to remake America. We are a tribe. Usama, your response.
And I know it is true, Brother Jim. These Muslims who are worshiping all over our mosques in America are very united. You could not put half of these people in any mosque in the Middle East and they'll be in peace. They will be killing each other. The Shia and the Sunni will be killing each other and drinking each other's blood in a cup. That is exactly. But here in America, they're very united. Just 2 weeks ago, I was in Ohio in a conference for 4 days and went to 2 mosques. We tried to know, what kind of mosque are you, Shia or Sunni? They said, no, we're Muslims. They are very united in America beyond your imagination. You could not have the same people in any mosque in America worshiping together in any mosque in the Middle East, not just in Egypt, in any of the 57 Muslim countries. They'll be killing each other because they know when they're united, they are standing and they will take over America. And that's why you see unity in among the Muslim in America. Not because the Quran teaches unity. They know the other people are infidels and they need to kill them. But right now, they're united to take over America and they are marching on. With the help of our wonderful Democrats, they will give them that country and they will continue to march on to take over the entirety of the United States of America.
Our phone number to Crosstalk today is 800-733-9829. Friends, we're taking your questions for Usama or brief comments, 1-800-733-9829. And Usama, it's happening day after day. I mean, week after week. We're seeing the stories coming through. This one from Israel National News just days ago. Three Palestinian Arabs with suspected terror ties detained after crossing the southern U.S. border. We have no idea how much terror is coming across our border and part of the gotaways. Or that we get numbers of those who are being detained. But woe be to a nation who has no idea what is taking place through our borders right now.
Well, they tell us the people, the number of countries who cross our border illegally in the last 3.5 years are up 126 or 146, but they never told us that 57 of these countries are Muslims. So if we got 10 million, half of them are Muslims, you're talking about 5 million illegal who came to this country through our borders. And the numbers will continue to grow. Just put Kamala in the White House and Wells as her vice president, and they will make America like Minnesota. As I always said, do you want to see how America look like? Look at the blueprint which has been set under that governor for the last 8 years. That is how America will look like. The Izan, the call of prayer, will be in every mosque in America, and the number of Muslims will be coming to America, not in the thousands or the 100,000. It will be in the millions. America will become a Muslim country in one term, in 4 years. As you see the number of Muslims grow, and that is when Muslims will have the upper hand. Quran 47:35 is a foundation of how Muslims take over the world. Allah said, do not be weak, call him for peace when you have the upper hand. What is the upper hand? When you have large enough of people, large number of people to do the practice of Islam. And with the help of the liberals, they will do that without any second thought. It is coming to America.
Friends, our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Let's go to Mary in Central Wisconsin. Mary, you're on the air.
Thank you very much. Usama, good to hear your voice. I know what you're doing, and you're doing the right job. My question for you is this. Wouldn't we agree that there are multiple Americans that hate President Trump? Wouldn't we also agree that there are, in the first part of the program, we found that out, that there are Asian Muslims that want very much to assassinate and eliminate President Trump? So wouldn't the obvious be that we vote for the one that they're going after? This is what this country needs.
Yeah, we're not going to tell you who to vote for, Mary, but...
Sister Mary, she has some logic and common sense. But here's the deal. My heart desire is to see the half of the Christians of America who are not registered to vote to go ahead and get registered in the next few days or few weeks, and then pray, and as the Lord lead you, I believe if you are a sincere Christian, you know you receive the discernment from the Lord how to vote or to who you vote. But we cannot sit and say we wish we voted, so I believe every vote is important. This may be our last chance for the American people to vote. And once again, Christians, get out of your being lazy and get registered and vote as the Lord leads.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back to more calls here on Crosstalk. And as Usama pointed out, and previous guests, half of Christians are not registered to vote across the nation. And even more sad is the half that are, only half of them actually go to the polls and vote. Friends, we do. We are citizens. We have a stewardship that we are responsible, accountable before God in how we cast that vote. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. You need some hope today? The world seems to be on fire. The stock market's crashing. War is imminent in the Middle East. Venezuela is in violence. We also have the UK with massive violence, and that's just scratching the surface, not to mention Ukraine and Russia. Well, let me give you some hope, my friends. Revelation chapter 4 says, around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads. What is going on here? We've just come out of Revelation chapter 2 and 3, the letters to the churches. That's to you, church. That's to me. And what does the Lord say to them? He says in Revelation 2:10, I'll give you a crown of life. He says in Revelation 3:5, I'll give you white garments. Revelation 3:11, you'll get a crown. Revelation 3:18, buy from me gold, white garments. And then Revelation 3:21, you're going to end up sitting on my throne. And what do we see in Revelation 4:4? All those things, thrones, white robes, crowns of gold. What's the point, folks? The Bible says the church is out of here before the tribulation. That's hope.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Our number, 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. By the way, we're speaking to Usama right now. He's in the state of Texas, and tonight he is going to be speaking in Orange, Texas, at the Little Cypress Baptist Church, 3274 Little Cypress Drive in Orange, Texas. Meeting gets underway starting at 6 o'clock this evening. Usama, for those, and I know you've been in other southern states right now, but you travel, you've been in Wisconsin here recently. For those who would like to schedule meetings with you, how can they do that?
It's simple. You can go online. There's a form you can fill, or just simply call 941-223-1703. That is 941-223-1703.
Okay. And to schedule Usama, 941-223-1703. And his website, thestraightway.org. Let's go to Mark next. Hi, Mark. You're on the air.
Yeah. My comment is Kamala thinks psychological pressure will work to label Islam as terrorist. And I think the flip side would be, I think someone like a J.D. Vance would do the opposite and, tell everybody not to be cowardly in labeling them as terrorists. I think this is such a psychological battle out there, and I hope America stands up to the plate and understands what's going on behind the scenes.
Mark, thank you for that. Usama, will this country wake up?
Well, it's very simple. A reading of a book, it would take roughly around 24 hours. If people read the Quran, even if you read the first 9 chapters of the Quran from 1 to 9, which is roughly around maybe 9 hours or so, then the American people will figure out the truth. Islam is a problem, not the Muslim people. Muslims of the world are victims of Islam. The people of Palestine are victims of Hamas, who are practicing Islam in Gaza. And that's the reality.
We have Cindy in Texas. Cindy, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. I live in a small city called Sachse, and I have a question for you, Usama. In our city, I mean, it's a city of like 15,000. The Islamic group, I don't know, they bought the First Baptist Church of Sachse, which is really sad, and then they're buying up all the land around it, and they've bought another church and have set up an IMAM Academy, and we've spoken to our senator about it, and he just says that America's a free country and can't do anything about it. Is that true?
It's true. America is a free country, and in America we have freedom of religion, and the problem in America is they do not know what the Quran teaches, because believe it or not, in that mosque they are building, they will be teaching, kill the Jews, kill the Christians. But as a matter of fact, Sharia teach if a Muslim man or woman leave Islam and they're not crazy, they are insane, then the family must kill that person. And the same Sharia teach, if the infidels rejected to accept Islam, then they will kill them, obviously, when they have the upper hand. So if that senator have studied a little bit about Islam, he figured out that Islam is not a religion or a ideology to be practiced in America, because it goes against the freedom of religion. Islam will end freedom of religion in America. Therefore, according to our Constitution, it is illegal for Muslims to buy land or to build a mosque or to praise their hateful prayers in such a building. I can meet with as large number of people as 10,000, 100,000, as long as we are meeting peaceably, we gather peaceably. That does not exist in Islam. And the proof is, in all of the Muslim world, it's on Fridays after the mosque finish the prayer, they go out and do the riot and burn and kill and destroy because they're practicing what they teach in the cult of Islam.
Right. So is there, what do you recommend? Because my husband and I would like to be a part of the solution, but we don't know what
simple,
to do.
It's very simple. For the sake of time, the people need to be educated. Your senator needs to be educated. We'll be very happy and glad to send your senator a copy of the Quran so he can read and educate himself. As a matter of fact, I will go and meet with him, spend the whole day with him to educate him about why it is illegal for Muslims to practice Islam in America according to our Constitution and according to the ideology and the practices of that savage cult.
Cindy, Usama's in Texas right now. You can even reach out to that number he gave, and don't know if even a meeting can be set up, but you can reach out to him at 941-223-1703. And when Usama talks about the Quran, he has translated the Quran into English, actual word-for-word translation, and exposes the errors, the contradictions in the Quran, and exposes it for what it really is. It's not a religion of peace. Thank you for the call. We've got a caller from Maquanago, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to say thank you to you both for what you are doing, but I had a gentleman come to our door last week, and he had a necklace that was an Islamic necklace, and I asked him what it said, and it said, love Allah. And what he was doing before that, he had an iPad, he had our names, our telephone numbers, even our work phones for my husband and I, and he held the iPad at eye level to us so that we could verify the information. My husband and I have this thing where if somebody comes to the door, we go together and I scratch his hand if it's a no and tighten his hand if it's a yes. But he had all of our information.
Wow.
And yeah, and he was going to door. Well, I don't know if he was going to door to door, but in our front yard, we have an American and an Israeli flag with the Lion of Judah and a cross on there, and we have a mezuzah on our front door and in our back door.
You know what? I apologize for interrupting, but we're down to 30 seconds, and want to give Usama just a word to
Muslims
speak here.
Know exactly what they're doing, Brother Jim. They know about everyone in the neighborhood. They are here to Muslimize America. I'm not surprised that they know all the information about this wonderful couple, and there's no such a thing as love Allah, because Allah in the Quran says Allah loves those who engage in war for his cause as if they were a solid wall. So there is no love in the Quran. Allah is not God. There is no love. So we need to turn this around and let us love the Muslim people and share the gospel of Jesus Christ with them. Show them that their Quran is nothing but falsehood and Muhammad is not a prophet.
Thank you all for your calls. We're sorry to those yet on hold. We're not going to get to your calls here. Usama Dakdak, matter of fact, he's got a little booklet, The Straight Way to Eternal Life on Witnessing to Muslims. You can reach us here at VCY. We'll give you more information on it. Reach out to his ministry at thestraightway.org, or you may call them at 941-223-1703. Usama, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Brother Jim. God bless you.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.